Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Angel Antics and our new portion, which is we're calling Trinity Heart Healers. We are so honored that we have so many people that have joined us already here today. We're looking forward to speaking with you and giving you readings, but we're reformatting our show just a little bit today. And we'll be doing this in the future. We have a beautiful soul joining us, and her name is Debbie. And DC is actually going to have to let me know what her number is. Oh, I think I've got her. DC, you're with me live, right?
I'm here, Eileen. She's the same area code as I am, and it's 241.
Right. Okay, let me go ahead and pick her up. Hi, Debbie.
Okay.
This is Eileen. Are you with us here on our show?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, wonderful.
Doing good.
Everyone, I'd love you to meet our beautiful, beautiful soul and friend, Deborah Tassie. She's now going to join us always for our first part of our show, which is going to be our healing portion of the show. And she'll stick around for as long as she can throughout the show. But I want to introduce you to Deborah Tassie. Welcome to the show, Deborah. It is so wonderful to work with you.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to this. I'm glad we can have this show tonight. This is something that's near and dear to me that I always, always wanted to do. There's so many of us going through tough times, and when you guys, when we got together and started talking about a healing show, I was on board. So I'm looking forward to it. So I guess everyone pull up a chair, grab a glass of water, and get comfy as we begin this show.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
And with DC and I used to do a lot of, in our past shows, we used to do healing portions. And so for us, it was a welcome, welcome invitation to bring you on with us and be able to share that with three of us here, sharing our, you know, healing energy from Reiki. All three of us are equal as masters. And
yes,
that's part of the energy we're going to bring you, along with our own personal prayers of love and kindness. DC, I believe you had first of all, DC, why don't you say hello to everybody, and then I'll let you go ahead and take over this portion, because DC is going to open us up with some prayers. DC?
Thank you, Eileen. I just want to say I am so honored to be here today with my two beautiful soul sisters. And I know that, you know, we're just starting with this portion of the show, and it's going to be, I feel it's going to be amazing because we've worked together and amazing results have happened. So I'm just really excited. But I want to start off, I have a message now from Archangel Raphael. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Raphael, who come before you today. I am the angel of healing, as well as the supreme healer in the angelic realm. Call upon me when you are in need of physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing. When you do, know that I will be right by your side. Today, I am honored to be present during this healing show. Please be open to the miraculous healing, love, and light that are here with you now. May you feel the healing presence that is bestowed upon you at this time and be open to the healing that is available. You may see beautiful emerald green rays that begin to surround you. Feel this omnipotent energy spreading throughout every area of your life that is in need of healing. Allow this energy to continue and to every level until the healing is complete. This includes conscious issues as well as issues that may not be known. And at this time, I would like you to join hearts with Eileen, DC, Debbie, and myself, Archangel Raphael, as I take you under my wing and join the energy of the Trinity Heart Healers As the healing energy is being transmitted, please close your eyes, take a deep breath, and set your intentions. This energy is filled with the healing that you are seeking and is for the greatest good of all. Allow it to be absorbed as it flows through your body. It now enters the top of your head and proceeds downward through your shoulders, your chest, and arms. Then reaching your hands, it enters your lower body and extremities down to your feet. Every cell of your body is now filled with this loving, healing energy. Allow this energy to align with the healing that you seek. Let go of expectations and just be open to this divine experience. Enjoy this loving, healing energy. Any concerns that you have are now being addressed. You will receive the answers to the questions that you have in regard to health. Be open to this divine assistance. You will receive it. The answers gained may come in a different way than you expect, but please do not worry. You will receive that which is for your highest and your best, and any unused energy will exit through your feet and will go down into Mother Earth. Feel this beautiful energy. Notice the sensations you are now feeling. Your body may tingle or feel warm. You may have an overall sense of peace. Each experience is as individual as the person receiving this energy. Please just relax and allow the energy to flow through you. You may feel a release occurring as well. Allow this healing love to permeate every fiber of your being.
Please open your hearts up to the divine, to the beautiful universal energy around us. Allow Father, Mother, God to embody your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Be one with whatever religion or spiritual practice that you choose to practice. It is not for us to say or judge, but only support that you are making that connection. With love and kindness, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that embody us, love us, hold us, guide us, allow us to move forward in our lives, bring forth whatever energy you choose to call upon into your hearts at this time. And now we will have just a minute or so that you may drop into that prayer and hold that in your own heart. With that, we send to you your love.
As above, so below. At this time, allow the energy to come from the earth and return upward through the bottom of your feet, continuing upward through your lower extremities, reaching your chest and upper extremities, going into your head upward to heaven. Slowly at this time, open your eyes, wiggle your arms and legs if needed, stamp your feet a few times to reground to Mother Earth. This process will balance, cleanse, and replenish your physical and spiritual energy. It brings a direct connection between heaven and earth. It forms a connection between man and God. And Deborah, I believe you have a message for us.
Yep. Hi, everyone. Deb T here again. I hope everyone enjoyed that. I love the sound of the singing bowls. And I just want to remind everyone also that if you are in need of medical care, please continue to see your physician. Don't use this as a substitute for medical care. And remember to count your blessings and stay open to receiving. And be kind to yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you, DC. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, Eileen, I was wondering at this time, do we have callers in key?
Oh, my goodness. Do we have callers in key? Yes, we do. We have a lot.
Awesome.
Yes, very excited. Very excited. So I hope everyone has opened up their heart space. I'm going to call it in one more time, as I normally do. I want you to drop our first intention that DC asked you to set was for yourself and for your own healing. Right now, I'm going to ask you to drop into your heart space with three deep breaths, and I'll let you do them on your own today. But with that, I want you to drop in, and I want you to ask your guide, your guardians, your angel, and your higher self that your messages that you need to hear today come through clearly. And just remember, sometimes our messages come through. If it resonates when you're listening to someone else's reading, you are meant to hear that message too, even though you may be selected next, and there may be more information for you today. If it resonates with you and you can feel it in your heart space, then know that that message was for you there too. So go ahead now and take those deep breaths. And with that, I will bring on caller number one. And they are from the 256 area code. 256, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, my name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And
you.
Hi. You have a question for us today.
Well, really not a question, just maybe messages from angels.
All right. That's what I like doing best, because then they get to give you what they want. So let's see what we have for you today, Kimberly.
Blessings, Kimberly. This is DC. Thank you for calling us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first message that I want to bring forth, I'm getting that there's a little anxiety around something with an issue with family. Archangel Raphael is present, and I'm getting that maybe that you need to really speak with like another family member about something. I'm getting there's something that possibly needs to be cleared up. Maybe it's a disagreement or an issue that, you know, needs to be cleared up.
Not that I know about.
Okay, and I'm also getting, Kimberly, you've got to watch your words, because I'm getting the angels are saying don't give power to negative words. And really try to speak from your higher self and make your communication peaceful and loving. And we all get upset at different times. And we've got to know that, you know, it doesn't serve us when we, like, you know, when we let it come out like that. All it does is it just continues, you know, pain, and it really doesn't help to resolve a situation. So when we could, you know, become calmer and a little bit more relaxed, we prevent ourselves from lowering our vibration, you know, and we, you know, we just refuse to vocalize any negativities, okay? And sometimes, you know, when we get into that state, and, it, you know, we're human, everybody does, we actually notice that at times we could find that we have some throat issues, okay? So the angels are around you, and they're just asking that, you know, that you let your energy, you know, be that beautiful energy that it normally is and bring your communication to a place of joy is what they're showing me, hon. Okay?
Okay.
And then the next message I have for you, honey, it's like this is the time of endings and new beginnings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is a cycle that's beginning because one may be ending very soon. And it's really important that you take a little bit extra time to take care of you during this time, Kimberly. Okay?
Okay.
The angels are saying you're sort of like this, you're sort of like a caterpillar. You're in this cocoon and you're ready to become this beautiful butterfly. And right now, you know, is a preparation time, okay? So does that, like, resonate with you? That's what they're showing me.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm also getting, you know, at times you can be a little bit shy, and the angels are saying, Kimberly, it's really time to get out there and meet new people, okay? You may not think of yourself as a social butterfly, and here comes, like I said, the, you know, the image of a butterfly again. But, Kimberly, it's time to take action, you know, connect with like-minded friends. And any social fears that you may have had are there because you've connected with insensitive people, okay? And the angels are going to make sure, you know, that you now connect with gentle and kind individuals as yourself, okay?
Okay.
So allow them to guide you. It could be to a class. It could be to a group. It could be to many, you know, to many different areas, okay? But just know that this is going to be very, very positive for you, and it will open new doors as well. And with that being said, Kimberly, I want to ask, have you been noticing your loved ones in heaven around you? Because sending signs is what I'm getting.
I've been talking to my mom more. She's on the other side.
Okay.
So.
Have you been noticing, like, any signs from her? Because I'm getting there, like, many on the other side that are trying to get your attention.
Oh. I really haven't noticed any signs.
Okay. Well, your mom is saying, Kimberly, that you spend a little bit too much time worrying with others, like, about what others are thinking about you. And I agree with her. I think you're an amazing person as well. Okay? So listen to your own guidance. Don't worry about the people that are around you. Okay? And just do what feels right for you. And if you need a little help, like I said, call upon God, call upon the angels. But like I said, at the end of the day, please know, Kimberly, you're an amazing woman, okay? And your mom wants to know, you know, when are you going to fix, like, one of those favorite meals that you guys had together, okay? She's saying it's been a while. And she's saying, you know, when there's a day that you're just maybe, you know, relaxing or whatever, she said, think of me, make our favorite meal. Or if you don't feel like making it, let's go out to eat and, you know, enjoy something that we did. And she's going to be there right with you, Kimberly, okay?
Okay.
So she wants you to just, like, set aside that special time and, like, honor her. And she's got her fork up in the air, and she's ready, Kimberly, and she can't wait to connect to you, hon. Okay?
All right.
So that's what I have. I hope that helped you a little bit. And I'm now going to turn you over to Eileen, Kimberly. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Kimberly, what I have for you today is there's been some conflict with others that has been going on for you lately. And what it is moreover about competing goals. And it's actually moreover about some bothersome details that just need to be worked out. And all that's going to take is some communication, but not just communication, but communication with vision. And so focus on what it is that you want for the outcome. And with this vision, look for some creative ways to work through this conflict. You may have to become the leader
and actually advise some of the people in this situation. But there's going to be, there's going to be a creative solution to it. You know, bottom line is there is going to be a creative solution. But the plans are going to need to be revised because there's just a little bit more going on than what meets the eye. It might not even be the right timing. So, you know, look and see if it's really time for this situation to be resolved or that maybe I hear the word backburnered. So maybe it needs to be backburnered for just a little while. It might not be quite the right time for it. The next thing I have for you is that you personally are really actually flying pretty high right now, which actually kind of threatens others. This could still be an effect to this situation. But others will soon actually become inspired by you, by your example. As long as you don't get haughty and rude, you stay grounded yourself, stay focused, just realize that communication is really going to get through, especially if you, like I said, communicate with vision. Because it's safe for you right now to be in your power. You know how to be powerful, but you also know how to do it in a very, very loving way that's going to benefit others and yourself as well. So just be true to that. Just know that you don't have to get really upset or angry or anything else. But like I said again, it might not be the right timing for all of this, for this situation to really get ironed out. It just isn't. I don't even know what the situation is, but I just know there is one. So look into other options and actually ask your guides to guide you into the direction in which you need to go to alleviate any of this conflict that's going on. And I hope that makes sense for you today because that's what I have for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Deborah, do you have any messages or not? Sometimes Deborah gets things and sometimes she doesn't. So she's just going to hang on with us and see if and when she gets something. So do you have anything? Actually, Deborah may have had to take off. She was only going to be able to be with us for a little while today. Yep, I see she's gone. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I hope that resonates with you. And please call us again soon.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Kimberly. Bye-bye. All right. My next caller is from the 570 area code. 570,
oh,
welcome to Angel.
That's me. Oh, how are you?
Good. And who am I speaking to?
This is Lynn, and how are you?
Great. Thanks for calling the show. Did you have a question
you're
for us today?
Welcome. Well, I'm going to go out the same as Kim, and I'm just going to say, what do the angels have to say to me this evening? Anything relevant or important? Or I'm going to go with that for you girls.
Awesome. Well, let's see what we've got.
Okay.
Hi, Lynn. This is DC.
Hi, DC, and how are you?
Good. The angels are showing me that you're making some dietary changes and that you're eating, you know, more nutritious, better quality food, and you're even mindful of the beverages you're drinking. So you're definitely, you are listening to your guidance, Lynn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you keep doing so, you're going to receive, there's going to be rewards. You're going to have increased energy. There's going to be more confidence. Your well-being is going to be enhanced. And as well, people are really going to say, wow, what have you been doing, Lynn? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a great job in that area is what the angels are showing me.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And the angels are saying, Lynn, how are you spending your free time? Like, what are you doing, dear one? You know, when we're going through, you know, changes in our life, hobbies can really provide an outlet. It helps us to, like, basically forget about stress. And, you know, at this time, you're being guided really to pursue something that's going to help you to relax, to learn, and to enjoy life. And the angels are saying, Linda's the kind of gal that loves to stay busy, you know? Mm-hmm. But just know that hobbies can be really productive. And actually, many people, you know, can turn them into careers. So the angels are saying, Lynn, imagine that you had unlimited time, unlimited energy, and money available. What would be the first thing that would come to mind in regard to a hobby?
Probably to help other people.
Okay. So they're saying, you know, that would be a great way to start, you know. Maybe you could join a group that would have the same interests as you have, and in that respect, you know, you'd be making some new friends as well. But any change that you take, like in any positive change, you know, is going to help to relieve the stress, okay? So just remember to connect with your joy, and you're going to see that it's going to feel purposeful, and it is going to feel joyful. And what I'm getting now is the angels are saying that there's been some changes in and around you, maybe with friends and different things. I'm getting like relationships around you are changing, okay? There may be some people that you feel that you have like less in common with. There may be a feeling of growing apart. There may become, you know, people that you feel are like a little bit more sensitive. And that's because, you know, in the past, you know, you've sort of like numbed your emotional awareness. And now when your feelings are, you're so awake. And you're going to see that the most important relationship of all is always with you. So please, the angels are saying, dear one, take care of yourselves, take care of your feelings and your needs right now, okay? And just know that, you know, I'm getting that, you know, you've got to really be honest with yourself because there may be some people around you that may be like a little bit negative, Lynn, and that could, you know, leave you feeling negative as well, okay? So I'm being guided to tell you, you may be, you know, called upon to look over, you know, a situation where there's a little bit of toxicity, okay?
Okay.
And when you do, you're going to see that, you know, this is going to bring, you know, a drastic change for you. And you, too, are going to be like a butterfly, you know. You're going to be building a beautiful cocoon. And, you know, you're going to plan, you're going to prepare for that beautiful transition. And I'm getting just take, you know, small, comfortable steps because that's the best way to do it. This way, you know, we don't become scared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the other message that I have from the angels, actually it's from my four-legged angel, Ginger. She transitioned in July. And she is saying, you know what? She's saying, Lynn, hold on and hang in there, girlfriend, because divine timing is coming. Have a little bit more patience. She's saying, please don't get frustrated. She's saying, you know, she's saying, keep plugging it away, and I'm going to be with you every step of the way. She said, Lynn, you're really, you know, you're gaining momentum, and you're really strong in the flow. So she's saying that you're not quite ready to get out there as of yet, but it's going to be really soon. She's saying, just keep up the great work, and she's going to help guide you, and you'll know when it's time to make that next move, okay? She's saying, you know what? It's going to be your time to shine, okay? And I'm getting at this time, things may not be moving fast enough for you in the physical plane, but you are growing so much spiritually, Lynn, okay?
Okay.
So think of this time as a time of gathering, and you're gathering information that you're going to put to use, and it's going to be very, very soon, okay? So this isn't a time where you're really stagnant. It's just a time where you're going to sit, you're going to gather, and you're going to take that everything that you've gathered, all that information, on the next step of your journey to use it, okay? And the angels are saying, Lynn, you can make everything you want happen. And, be confident, be optimistic, and enthusiastic, and remain in a positive attitude. And you're going to see the results that you want are coming very soon. Okay? So soon enough, Ginger's running now. She has this big spotlight, and she's shining it upon you. My eyes are hurting. And she's saying, Lynn, you're going to be a success, okay? So she's saying, girlfriend, whatever it is that brings you joy, start doing it. This is going to be an exciting time. Use your wisdom, your optimism. She's saying you're going to make great choices. Even time that you spend with friends, you know, having fun, she's saying that's going to pay off. It's going to help. So expect to hear good news. And what I'm getting is you may actually, she's saying, she's so you may actually hear from an old friend pretty soon, okay? And the last thing she has to say, Lynn, you know what? It's best not to focus on a problem, but always focus on the solution, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And she's with you, and she said she's going to do everything she can to help you. And she wants you to affirm that your beliefs match with your desires, okay?
Okay.
And she's showing me roadblocks, and what she's doing, she threw you in the back of her convertible. Joan's driving. She doesn't have a license. And you're going around those darn roadblocks, she's saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying they're taking you to the path of success.
Aw. The little yellow brick road. How cute.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we have for you, Ginger and myself. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Lynn. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. What I have for you is, I don't know if you're in a relationship or a marriage or not, but if you are or going to be, Archangel Daniel or the Angel Daniel is here, and he says he's assisting you right now with your relationship. And he's saying he takes some action.
I'm sorry.
He's assisting you right now.
He's assisting you
right now in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to take action right now to for you to really get in touch with your own truth about the situation. Because you really need to trust your own gut and lovingly assert yourself. Because if you don't, absolutely no one else will be there to stand up for you. You've got to assert yourself and stand up for yourself. I am hearing that you're doing a good job. Have you been doing like yoga or exercise or
spiritual work? No, not quite. I used to do some things, but not recently because I can't go there right now with my health. So it's been a few months since I'm not able to do that.
Well, even just, dropping in and having some quiet time for your own mental peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is about your peace of mind.
Okay.
And with your spiritual growth. Just, take the time to meditate and, go within and talk with yourself and really, ask yourself about different situations in your life and how to work through those. You'll find that you really have been receiving messages. They're there. They're up front. You need to take the time to stop and listen. But I know that there's been like competing goals. Things have been a little bit too busy, a little too many bothersome details going on. And so, you just kind of have to find a point where you can set those things aside.
Okay.
Like I said, I have another thing here that is talking about falling in love and wedding proposals. So I don't know if that's a situation that's about you or whether it's going to be a relative or something. But it's going to be about an invitation to some type of a wedding or maybe an anniversary party. Something like that is going to be coming along really soon. But just know, don't get overly tousled. Just really balance yourself before you go to the event. It's going to help with your emotions and dealing with it. So, take those deep breaths and really take a little bit of time to balance yourself before you go to the event. Because it's going to occur, it's going to come along with really great speed. And it's going to kind of shock you. So, be careful to really review the situation and know that there's going to be really some creative solutions for yourself before you move forward or before you show up into this event that's coming along. And that's actually the messages I have for you.
That could be a good friend of mine, correct?
Is it?
The event.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm here.
It could be a good friend. Yeah, it could be a very good friend of mine and not related to me. It could be just a friend. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's something that you're going to be invited to.
Wow.
So
okay.
whether, a wedding proposal or, you know, engagement proposal, something like that. But it's going to kind of throw you for a loop. It's going to kind of, you know, shock you a little bit or whatever. It's something that you didn't see coming. And so before you go to the party, though, the celebration, this event that's going to be happening, you know, just really balance yourself before you go. Make sure that you're really stable in your own self. If not, you know, you might say something you didn't really want to say, get involved in a conversation you didn't really want to be in, something like that. So just, you know, make sure that you're well-grounded and balanced before you take off to any social events of that type, all right?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Will. And thank you for calling Angel Antic.
Oh, well, thank you, ladies, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. My next caller is from the 315 area code.
Hey,
315, welcome.
Okay.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Did the ice storm?
Yeah, it's we had rain after that, so it ended up that most of my snow is it's half melted, basically, so that's a good thing.
Well, that saves shoveling, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, do you have a question for us today? What would you like to know?
Well, a general reading, what you see, would be fine.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Let's see what we've got.
Hi, Annette. It's DC.
Hi, honey.
Great to connect with you. The first message I have from the Angels, hon, is to please keep the faith, okay?
Okay.
And they're saying they know that, you know, you've been going through a lot lately, and it has been a challenging time. But just know that, like, divine intervention is at play, and everything is going to turn out in a positive way, okay?
Okay.
And please, you know, don't fall into negativity because, of course, it's going to block everything, okay?
Right.
And, you know, just pray and give your worries to God and the angels, and you're going to see that there's going to be a happy ending is what I'm getting, okay? As well, the angels are saying, Annette, your spirituality is shifting. You're really getting in touch with what you believe, Annette, okay? And you're seeing that, you know, what had worked in the past right now doesn't seem to be working for you. This can cause, like, a little confusion around family or even with yourself, okay? If there's something that you, you know, used to really resonate with, you know, some kind of a belief, whether it's a, you know, a spiritual belief or a religious belief, you know, I feel like something that you once really, you know, resonated with, it's sort of like, you know, it doesn't have the same effect, and you're sort of like thinking about things spiritually.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting, you know, like some of your family, maybe friends, they just, you know, they worry about you while you start to, you know, undertake this, okay? So, but just know, like I said, Annette, this is your journey and yours alone, so no one will really understand it except you, okay?
Okay.
You do not need anyone else to approve of what you're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, just make sure that you're happy and you're on a path that is really aligned with your beautiful beliefs, okay?
Okay.
And as, you know, as the new year has, you know, unfolded and everything, Annette, I just feel like you're being, you're becoming like a little bit more sensitive than you were, okay? So I'm getting, you know, a little detoxifying would really help.
Mm-hmm.
Are there chemicals that you're using that are, like, causing some kind of sensitivity?
Well, I've been put on a couple new medications, but they've actually made me feel better. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's that or what.
Okay, well, there's something around you. Like, chemicals could be even something you're even, like, using to clean even with, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting, you know, just, you know, you're doing a great job. Just stay on, like, you know, stay on the meds that you're getting or whatever, and just watch what you're using to go around the house. Because I'm getting, like, I know that you put pictures out there, you do a great job, but just watch what you're using, because maybe you're getting, like, a sensitivity to something, you know, a product in that respect, okay?
Okay.
And Annette, your motivation is really changing, and I'm getting, you know, what once, you know, interested you, you know, it's not of an interest as much now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting this may be causing you a little bit of stress, okay? just, you know, face whatever stress that, you know, that you're having, and you're going to be empowered, and you're going to be able to understand, and you're going to be able as well to heal it, okay?
Okay.
And just know that you don't have to be bored, because I feel like there's a sense of boredom as well, okay? Because what you're doing, like I said, you fall into this routine and stuff, and it does cause boredom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You resonate with excitement, you resonate with variety, okay? And, you know, I'm getting just try to, you know, find something and go in a different direction, okay, so you don't burn out is what the angels are showing me. And
okay.
They're going to be with you, and they want you to take the next step on your path. Do you feel a bit, like, stalled, or you're just, like, you know, you're spinning your wheels in the mud there? Because that's what they're showing me. And
yeah.
They're saying that. You don't have to feel like Ginger has the tow truck. Her and Joan have the tow truck. They're pulling you out of the mud, okay? But they're saying even a small step in the direction that you want to go in is going to make you feel really good, okay?
Okay.
And think in your heart you really know which way you want to go.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels, again, they want to play the, like, you know, let's pretend game, Annette. They want you to imagine that you have, you know, unlimited time, money's not going to be an object, you have all the energy to do whatever you want, okay? So what is it that you would do, you know, if you had that time in regard to your spiritual journey?
What would I do?
Yes, if you had, you know, unlimited finances, unlimited time, unlimited energy, what would be the next step on the path of your spiritual journey?
It would take more classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I would suggest that you put that intention out to the universe.
Okay.
Because you want to put yourself in service to others, and just, you know, allow the universe, you know, to come and support you, Annette. And I think you're going to find, you know, that you will be able to, you know, continue on that path. Now, I'm seeing two beautiful glasses, and, you know, they may have juice in them, but you're sitting with one, and there's a gentleman sitting across the table, and it's a really beautiful, you know, restaurant, and I feel like this gentleman is someone that was from your past, Annette, okay?
Okay.
I don't feel it's this lifetime, though. What I'm feeling is it's a past lifetime love, okay?
Okay.
I feel like you're going to connect, and I really feel like there's a chance that this could be where a commitment comes in, okay?
Okay.
So just hold on to that and just try to find joy every day in your journey and make sure that you love yourself, Annette, and you're going to see how everything falls into place for you, okay? I'm getting that you're healing on all different levels, physically, emotionally, and you know that you can change your life and your situation in a moment by just looking forward to what it is that you're wanting, okay? And I'm also getting, Annette, that you're healing from past experiences as well, okay? There's a lot of protective forces around you. I see your dad around you. I see a bunch of angels, and they're cheering you on, Annette. Okay? Just be receptive and open. I'm getting, there might be some kind of, like, maybe like money coming your way. I'm getting material prosperity. And I'm getting you might be able to actually take a little vacation, but it's going to be sort of like a budget vacation, but you still can take a nice little vacation, Annette. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helps.
That helps. Thank you so much, honey.
God bless you. Love you, Annette.
Same here, hon.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. There's something been going on lately that you're actually very confused about and almost indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is you really don't have enough information. So you actually need to do a little more research, seek out a little bit more advice before really making a firm decision.
Okay.
But you do deserve the best. So reach for the stars. Look to your dreams for any information that you're receiving in your dreams, because that's really where your desires are aligning. And don't compromise. Shoot for the stars. Reach high. Because you really do deserve it. It's really time for you to align with that right now.
Okay.
I also have Archangel Gabriel coming in that's telling me that you really have an important purpose that's involving communication and maybe even the arts.
Okay.
So don't allow any of your own insecurities to hold you back. And ask Archangel Gabriel to help you, especially with the area of the arts and communication. To me, Archangel Gabriel is the angel of communication. So call upon her to help you to work things out in your own mind, to communicate with yourself, and then to communicate with others. And this really has a lot to do with your life purpose.
Okay.
I'm also thinking that in order for that, you need to balance out a few things within yourself and kind of wait for that perfect timing to come along. Timing, you know how timing is. If it's not perfect timing, it's not going to work out. So so just know that, you know, it's time for you to align, but you do have to wait for that balance and that perfect timing before things are going to work out for you.
Right.
But there is going to be news of some exciting new endeavors, and you're going to use your own originality and ingenuity to make these things happen. So be very confident and very creative, because it really is time for you to align with that.
Right.
Also, you need to enjoy life's little luxuries, whether it be spending a little time alone, taking a nice little bubble bath, figuring things out for yourself. I'm seeing you walk in nature and calling in fairies to ask for their divineness and their energy and their sparkle.
Okay.
Allow that to come back and align and, you know, realign with you.
Okay.
And I know that seems short, but that's really all I have for you tonight. So
well,
I hope that resonates with you.
Yeah, the communication part really kind of stuck out there. My daughter wants to buy my house, and I'm having an issue with it. You know, she doesn't have the amount of money that I basically would like to have to move on. It's really cutting me way short, you know. So with my real estate experience, I'm like really trying to find a house that I can move into and still be happy and maybe come down. I mean, I've already come down $20,000, so she wants it in like another $15,000 so they can afford it, you know? So
yeah.
It's really,
yeah.
I would rather be dealing with somebody I don't know. You know what I mean? It's putting me in a spot.
Yeah.
So that's
because then if you move on and there's any problems, then she's going to come back and say, well, you didn't tell us about that, Bob.
Right. Well, she knows about my house. You know, I mean, she grew up here since she was 4, and she knows what I've done, and she knows I've got a lot of money into it. But the bottom line is they only have so much money to work with, you know, because they're young, you know. But in the other breath, I still have to be able to move on in my life and, you know, to support myself.
Right.
Right,
and find that equal balance. So that's where the need for balance and moderation come in.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and waiting for perfect timing. Like I said, it might not be the right timing just now.
Right, yep. So I'm just going to keep my eyes.
But then again, don't allow your insecurities to hold you back either.
Right, yep. You sound like you're sick.
All
right. Are you sick?
I am, actually. Thank you. Yes. I thought I was doing better, but the last hour or so, it's kind of coming up pretty heavy. But that's okay. I'll get through things. I always do. I'm strong. I'm mighty.
Same
Power
you are.
Woman. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks, lady.
All right.
Girl.
Well, thanks for coming in. That. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Okay. Love you.
Bless.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from the 856 area code. 856, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
My name's Gabrielle Buckley. All right, well, welcome to the show, Gabrielle.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I just have a two-part question. I'm asking, like, if I'm safe and what path should I go down? Because I'm thinking about starting a nonprofit this year, and next year doing like a vegan restaurant concept in Philadelphia, and I'm not sure if that's my path or, you know, what to do.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see what we've got.
Hi, Gabriella. This is DC. I'm sorry to ask you this, but you were going in and out on me, and I couldn't actually hear the whole question that you were asking.
I'm saying that, like I said, I have a two-part question. I'm asking if I'm safe. I went vegan for health issues, and I do enjoy clean eating, and I wanted to spread that to the world. And I wasn't sure if that's my path, or, like, you know, I was like, what am I here to do? Like, you know, if I'm making the right choice, putting my energy towards that.
Okay. So the first part of the question is that you wanted to do what again now? Because it went out again. I don't know. I can't keep getting the first part.
Like a nonprofit? I plan to start
a nonprofit. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, it was just hard to hear you. Okay. Okay. The second part, I got a, like, I did get a yes with the second part of your question, the vegan restaurant, I guess?
Like a vegan restaurant in Philadelphia, but like organic vegan eating, none of that processed.
Yes.
People are serving.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, it could be yes for the both of them, because this is really going to be a time when your dreams are starting to be really fulfilled. There's a lot of peace around you. There's going to be a lot of prosperity. Your life is going to be really happy. It's going to be fulfilling. I'm getting, like I said, this is a time that, like, good fortune is entering every area of your life. So really be open to entrepreneurial possibilities. And don't be surprised if something new actually comes your way and catches your attention. And, Gabrielle, I'm getting that you're going to get either a gift or, like, some kind of money so that you can pay off any debt that you have right now. And the angels are just saying, you know, focus on what you love, and the money will follow, okay? I feel like up until now, have you been working, like, long hours?
Like, what do you mean by 1 hour?
No, long hours. Have you, like, because I'm getting, like the hours seem like they've been, like, long. The day seems, like, stretched out. Have you been working, like, longer hours?
Like back in the October-ish, I was working like two jobs and I hated both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, like really long hours because you're working two jobs. I feel like you were really stressed. And the angels are saying, you know what, Gabrielle, you, for what you put in, like monetarily, you didn't really get that back is what they were feeling as well. So you weren't getting paid for what you were worth, okay? And they're just saying you need to work smarter, not harder, and see yourself where you want to be. You know, envision that beautiful job that's really going to make you the happiest, okay?
I mean, it's bad.
So money concerns are going to lessen when money is not the only focus, okay? Mm-hmm. Remove your emotions from the issue and just focus on the results. And I'm seeing the angels are filling all your pockets with money. Okay, so that means, Gabrielle, you're going to have the money that you need to pay your bills, okay? So again, just like focus on what you're wanting, and the angels have an affirmation that everything always works out perfectly in my life, because in reality it will, okay? And that's what I have. I hope that makes a little sense, Gabrielle. And I'm going to turn you now over to Eileen. God bless.
Thank you. You guys might just hear a cup.
All right, Gabrielle, what I have is
can you hear me?
Just trying to decipher this. You're actually flying high right now, which may threaten actually other people, but don't descend because others will soon become inspired by your example and try to step up to the plate and become higher. But just know that caution is warranted when it comes to this situation. Please look a lot deeper into it, and make sure that you've got everything ironed out as it needs to be before you proceed any further. Just to eliminate any errors or any unnecessary expenses. So just take your time. Just move forward with caution, but it really is time for you to take action. You're very much
time to start putting paperwork down.
Yeah, but just be cautious. You know, just make sure that you look deeper into, you know, everything, whether it be the rental agreement, whether it's a long-term lease, short-term lease, anything like that, whether it's negotiating with a partner. Just know that caution is warranted. So, yes, it's time to move forward, but do it with caution. Make sure that you take each step slowly and make sure that everything is as it should be. But it is time for you to take action because you really are in touch with what you want to do. And you really need to trust yourself. Trust your gut instincts as you move forward with these things. Like I said, move forward with caution, but trust your gut instincts. Every time you want to make a step forward, stop, take a deep breath, and ask. And then trust your gut on what that answer is. You do have some fears about money, but just know that it's okay to accept help from others. It's also okay to accept wisdom from others. So when others are trying to give you advice because they've, you know, been there, done that, they've walked not the same path, but maybe a similar one, go ahead and listen to them. It's okay to, you know, get help from others and really listen to what they have to say because it's going to give you insight on what you need to do. So, but you really are coming into your own right now. There is going to be some new contracts coming forward for you, and you are to continue to move forward. Those are the exact words that I'm hearing. Continue to move forward.
I mean, I feel that way.
Because this is, pardon?
I feel that way. Like, last year I was a mess, like rock bottom. And then this year it's like I'm just honest in my thoughts, in my intentions, just honest. And, like, said I wanted to do, like, a grocery delivery service at first, and then I was thinking about veganism, and I was like, I think it would be more of my element to open up a vegan restaurant and just create and build off that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you're coming into your own right now. So it's, you know, you're going to be looking at new partnerships, new contracts, and it is time for you to continue to move forward. But like I said, do it cautiously. It doesn't mean jump feet first without looking into see how deep that water is. It just means to, you know, be cautious, move forward, read through your contracts. Make sure, have someone else read through contracts to make sure they are what, that you understand the way you think you do. Because sometimes we read something and we interpret it different than others would. So make sure that, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, and have somebody else read through these things with you. But just know that this is really a positive situation, that, you know, the conflict that you've had with yourself in the past is, you could just let that go, let it lay. Know that this is, it is a good time for you to move forward with stuff. I know there's some uncertainty about that self-employment, but just, like I said, accept the wisdom from, accept the wisdom from others.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you today.
Can I see one, like, little more question? It's a very, like, you know, like, around, like, love.
Actually, no, we need to move on to other callers. If you'd like, you're welcome to call in again next week and ask about that.
Okay.
I did
that's
have
fine.
One
I'll
thing about the relationship. One thing about a relationship, but I thought it more had to do with the relationship of the moving forward with the business. So what I have about a relationship is that it actually continues to grow closer. There's going to be some forgiveness that comes along, and that there really is going to be a positive resolution to your conflict. That's what I have about relationships for you right now.
Okay. Makes sense.
All right. So I hope that makes sense, and thank you for calling in. We really appreciate your call.
Hey, thank you. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thanks for calling, too. We really
appreciate
it.
And you know what? When you have that restaurant, you better send us some of those delicious takeouts.
We
can't wait.
You might be able to send it to D.C. Send it all the way to California. It might be a little hard. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Gabrielle. All right. My next caller is from the 253 area code.
Hi.
253.
Holly.
Hi. Say it again.
My name's Holly.
Holly, well, welcome to the show, Holly. And what question do you have for us tonight?
Spirit, or we need a question?
No, we don't need a question. Message from Spirit is just perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Holly. This is DC. Thank you for calling us this evening.
Hi.
The first message that the angels have for you is that you are stronger than you know, okay?
Okay.
And anything that you've been facing lately that has sort of felt like it's been a challenge, okay, is really helping you to dig deep and really find that strength that God has given you. Because, Holly, it is within you, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, it's when we feel like, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm going to give up. That's the time that we can't. We have to persevere. It's sort of like a test, and it's showing, like, how much that you really, you know, can, you know, sustain and how truly strong you are, okay? And then after the situation is over, it's resolved, you're going to see that you're safer and you're more confident because you have more confidence because you relied upon yourself, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm getting that there may be sort of like a change in your work schedule. Is there anything like maybe like reduction of hours?
No. I live on site. I'm a property manager, so.
Okay. Okay, so I'm still getting there's going to be some kind of transition. It might not be a planned transition, so just keep that in mind. Okay?
Okay.
So hold on to that, please, because I'm still getting that. And I'm also getting that the angels are saying that you might benefit from a little bit more rest. I feel like your energy is not as high as it usually is. Are you pushing yourself like a little bit too much to keep going? Because I feel like you're tired and you're still moving, you know, that you really don't take the rest that you deserve.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Well, please, you know what? When you're tired, like, if you can, make that time to rest, okay? And while you're resting, taking a nap, or even while you're sleeping, you're going to see that you are connecting and you're getting your divine messages. Pay attention, you know, to what you're getting. Keep a journal bedside. And even if you get guided, there might be other changes in your life that the angels are trying to, you know, bring about. They may be trying to help you to, you know, make changes in your diet, maybe to exercise a little bit more, changes in your lifestyle. So, you know, just know that. And what I'm getting now is the angels are saying that a positive change is coming in regard to your finances, okay?
Okay.
And you might not even know where it comes from, but just know that when it comes, that you truly deserve it, okay?
Okay.
You may have been praying for support from the angels, and your prayers have been heard, and they've been answered. And I'm getting, like I said, this may actually be even a windfall of money, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, just the angels are saying, you know, meditate, you know, pray, and to have strength to say no to any kind of influences that are around you once this money is received so that you don't really, like, end up losing, you know, your resources, okay? And just know that at any time, Holly, you could connect with your divine wisdom, and it will show you how to invest the money that you get to make sure that, you know, that you'll have something in the future, okay? Do not allow any fluctuations that you have in finances right now to bring about stress. Because you have within you the power, you know, to stay at peace no matter what is going on around you, like in the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, you know, stay in a state of peace, what I'm getting is that, you know, you're going to attract the things that you need a lot faster, okay?
Oh, okay.
With that being said, I'm getting a funny picture in my head. I was saying staying at peace. And what I'm seeing is my dog, Ginger, transitioned. She's on the other side since July. And I'm seeing the dog. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Like, it's a picture of a dog doing yoga, just sitting there doing yoga.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, that's what she's been seeing. She's saying, Holly, I'll sit with you. If you need a, you know, if you need a yoga partner, I'll be there. I'll sit with you. We're just going to sit. We're going to be ourselves, and we're just going to be, okay? And
yes.
She wants to let you know that you are enough, and it's enough. And you can just sit there and do nothing, but you could still create, okay? And
uh-huh.
Just sit there and be grateful for everything that you have, and you're going to see how, you know, there's going to be more to be grateful for. Okay, so Ginger is with you, and like I said, she's sitting there, and she's in the yoga position, and Holly, she's waiting for you to join her, okay?
Yes, I just wrote down, I need to do yoga more, and I wrote down a little chart. Yeah, so that's
awesome.
Huge.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, that's awesome. So you know what, no matter what's going on like around you right now, do not let it interfere what you want to do. Follow your dreams, okay?
Uh-huh.
And again, like I said, I'm getting there may be a challenge that's around you right now. Just know that you can, you know, you can get through anything, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you create your reality, so always choose positive thoughts, okay? And
yes.
That's what I have, Holly, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, DC. What I have for you is... what do I have? Let's see. There's been a situation lately that's brought you actually some sadness, and it needs time to heal. And you need time to forgive yourself and others. It's not just you, it's about you and others. And sometimes this brings us fear about money, and the angels want you to know that have the wisdom that when you need to, it's okay to ask and accept help from others because times can be very uncertain. And in that, you also need to make time to spend with others,
okay.
Whether it be dealing with a challenging situation from a family member that doesn't really always understand you.
Uh-huh.
You just need to approach that with your own understanding manner and just be kind. Deal with the challenges in a kind way and take
mm-hmm.
a very sensible approach to it. It doesn't mean cowering or backing down. It just means understanding that there really is more than one point of view to every subject. Usually five
uh-huh.
or six. You know, there's often those viewpoints that we don't see ourselves. And so this is asking you to deal with those challenges in that understanding manner of, realizing that there is different perspectives in life. But
yeah.
Know that you are being led towards certain answers that you've been praying about. And you're being led and shown those answers. So please listen and follow the steps in which you see because they're being communicated to you through intuition.
Okay.
And that's where the next step of this reading goes, is about you personally.
Mm-hmm.
You really are entering into a new phase and relationship with yourself. And this is about heightened psychic abilities. It really is time to give birth to new ideas, whether it be to take a class or a program or something to advance your own psychic abilities, your own intuitive abilities forward. But know that Isaiah is actually watching over you and guiding you and helping
mm-hmm.
you during these times. They're changing for you. And so be open to that, really open to your communicating through your own intuition. But you really
yeah.
are a light worker, and
mm-hmm.
God needs you to shine your divine light and love, just like an angel, down upon earth and others right now at this time.
Okay.
And you are being called forward to do that. So, Holly, please take the time to do the work that you need to do, whether it be to take a class or something like that. But it really is time. Your psychic abilities are coming up,
mm-hmm.
and it's your time to shine. And so know that that's what you are being called to do at this time. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. And I hope to hear from you again soon. And you go forward with a beautiful evening and a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless. All right. My next caller. Get lost here. No offense. Oh. Try to make a click on the same buttons again. All right. My next caller is from the 858 area code.
58.
That's it.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for DCN today? Or really for your guides, guardians, and angels?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I would like to know, what do you see for me in my love life?
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
I was trying to reconnect by email with someone that I'd known before. I'm not sure if this person is even available.
Okay, Anne, it's DC. The first thing I'm getting is you've got to remove fear and doubt from romantic fulfillment, okay? So I do feel like there's like a lot of fear there, okay? And I'm getting sort of, I feel your energy, you're still connected with someone, even if you're not, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's still like a string, you're connected to someone, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, I see Archangel Michael like cutting at the cord. He's cutting this cord. And I see once the cord is cut, there's going to be more positive opportunities for lasting happiness. Okay? As we're connecting, I feel like there's sort of like a block in regard to, you know, the flow of love and joy. And once the cord is cut, I feel like it's going to, you know, like you said, you're going to have the fulfillment. Okay? And make sure that you love yourself first. Okay, because you're the most important person that'll ever be in your life, Anne, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting, it's disheartened. I do see there's going to be a relationship. You've got to keep your emotions in check and really focus on what you're wanting, Anne, is what I'm getting, okay?
How soon this relationship can happen? It has been a while.
Okay, what I'm getting is, you know what? I'm getting the guidance to tell you, hon, you've got to go with your intuition. Listen to your gut, and you're going to see, okay? And I'm getting right now, you know, giving you like a time frame isn't good because you have to allow change before this can happen. You've got to go within, feel your innermost feelings, and be aware really of your subconscious thoughts. Again, like I said, your thoughts do create your reality, so you've got to slow down a little bit, okay, before you can move forward. And there's someone that's, like I said, you're connected with, like energy-wise, okay? You've got to put the effort into love life if you want someone to come. Once you put that effort into this love life, you're going to see that someone is going to really, like, respond to you very openly, okay? So you've got to put the effort. I said, the effort has to be there, Anne. You put a lot of effort into other areas, and you've got to put a little bit more effort into the area of love, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting a number two around you, Anne. It could be, when I see a number two, it could maybe be 2 weeks or 2 months, okay? And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope that helps you, Anne. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Love to you.
All right. What I have for you is you're coming into your own right now, and it's about new partnerships and continuing to move forward. There's actually going to be some exciting news of a new endeavor, and you're going to have to address this with originality and a little bit of your own genius. So just know that you can move forward with that. Somebody is coming in my door. But it's time to search for something a little more meaningful And this is going to have to do with spiritual and emotional growth.
Eileen, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the part. You said some exciting news. What is really, what it is related to?
It has to do with partnerships or contracts that you're going to be moving forward with. And it has to do with a new endeavor. But you're going to have to use your own originality and ingenuity to look, you know, to look towards this. Because you do have that desire to move forward with it. And it's going to create a lot of spiritual and emotional growth for you.
Mm-hmm.
It may have to do with also, you know, your energy of working as a light worker. But take the action right now because you have that touch with your own truth in the situation, and you need to trust your gut in a loving way. It is safe for you to be powerful, and you know how to be powerful. So in that loving way that benefits others, it will benefit yourself as well. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Okay. Thank you so much. I thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And
take care,
and
God bless.
All right. My next call is from the 856, and then I'm going to mute myself to figure out who's here. So our next caller is from the 856. I'll bring them on. 856, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, DC. Hi, Amin. How you doing?
We're good. Thank you for calling. Do you have a specific question, hon, or do you just want to hear what the angels have to say?
I would like a specific question.
Okay.
So I've had a few phone interviews with different companies, and one of them I had two phone interviews with, but it's been over a week and a half since I've had that second phone interview. And I'm wondering
okay.
if you're going to still call me in for an in-person interview. Do you see me getting that job, or you know, what do you see for me?
I do see them calling you in now for the second for that interview in person. Yeah, I see that.
Okay, good.
And I believe that you get the job as well, hon.
Oh, good. That would be good, DC, because I really need it. I really
but
do.
But the angels are shining a light down upon you. Things are going really well for you right now. There's going to be, like I said, a lot of opportunities opening up, and you are going to get that good news in regard to the job. Just remain in a positive mindset, okay? It's very important that you stay positive, Anne. Okay, you know
yeah.
what I'm getting to? I'm seeing like pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven, they're showing me. So that means you actually make it like – you know, some, you know, really nice money that you weren't expecting, okay? This is a really fortunate cycle for you, okay? And I'm seeing like a rainbow, and at the rainbow is like a pot of gold. So this is really cool, okay? There's really nothing to worry about, so just, you know, stay in an attitude of gratitude and, you know, thank the universe not only for what you have, but thank them in advance for what's coming your way, okay?
Yeah, I have to work on that because every day that goes by, I start worrying more. So I try.
Yes, please. Don't worry. Just see everything as if you've already had it there, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like I said, career change. And I'm getting to, please slow down a little bit. Really reconsider your options, okay?
Come down
so there may be something else out there that you didn't see. I don't know. I'm getting, career change, but I'm getting, really look over options, okay?
Are they telling you what they mean by that, though?
No. All they're telling me is that it can be very life-changing, okay?
Hmm. Okay.
That's what they're saying, you know? And just affirm that everything always works out perfectly in my life, okay?
Yeah.
Stay with me. Let's say it. Come on. Everything.
Everything.
You have to say it with me. Everything always works out perfectly in my life.
Everything always works out perfectly
in my life. Now, doesn't that feel good?
I have to.
And say that every day, and you're going to, you know, everything's going to change. Now you even got, I feel like even, you know, like even in your voice, I just feel like a little bit more, like a little bit more like a, sort of like this beautiful bubbly energy. So just stay positive, and every day, you know, say that little phrase, and I think it's really going to help. And just know that you really do deserve the best that life has to offer, hon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, DC. I appreciate it.
God bless. Okay. Eileen, are you with us? I don't know if Eileen is with us. She may have had to step away, in fact, for a second. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's okay.
Oh, silly me. I'm here. I had myself on mute. yeah. Something's going on here. I don't know. I'm kind of confused, but that's okay. Let me give you what I've got. Right now, it's time to actually defend your own beliefs and your decisions. So stay grounded and choose your battles wisely. And as you do that, there'll be really it'll be a happy outcome because there's brilliant new ideas that are going to lead you to success. So have the confidence in yourself to move forward with that. I also see a resurgence of a relationship or a new one coming along. And this is actually going to enhance you in both spiritual and emotional growth. So just know that you can move forward with that, and it's a safe place to be. Have faith and hope because there is something very positive on the new horizon for you. You just can't see it yet, but know that it is coming to you.
Is the relationship romantic, though, Eileen, or is it something, what kind of relationship?
It's actually one that's going to enhance your spiritual growth and your own intuition. So, you know, yeah, it's you know, really putting a lot of energy into positive situations and, you know, moving forward with that. Ask Archangel Raphael to come in and help you with that situation because Archangel Raphael not only helps us with healing, but he helps us with a lot of purpose and different types of challenges that come into our life. We can rely on him to help us move forward. And he also will help heal any situation that's has to deal with another person that maybe didn't have the same point of view as you did. And you need to give that situation just a little bit more compassion. And if you do that, then there'll be some clear understandings coming from both of you. And that's the message I have for you. I know it seems all over the page, but that's what it is, and that's what I've got. And
okay.
So I hope it resonates with you. Sometimes I get stuff I don't understand my...
If it doesn't resonate yet, it probably will in a near future.
Yes, yes. If not, call back next week. We'll see what you got for you then, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Eileen. Thanks, DC. Have a good night.
All right. Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right. I think we could take one more caller here real quick. I've got somebody from the 917. 917, welcome to Angel Opals. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, DC. Hello, Eileen. This is Ellen. We've spoken before. Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, welcome
Hi,
to
Ellen.
The show.
I'm calling because I would like the advice of my angels or guides. I got a nice pay raise, and I'm very happy with it. And I'm thinking now of actually moving to another apartment. Do the angels or guides have any advice for me regarding the move?
Okay, Ellen, the first thing that I got is the angels are saying they want you to put a large purchase off until a later date.
Yeah.
And I'm getting there is a steady sense of improvement at hand as you and I are connecting.
Okay.
Okay, so don't let, you know, don't let yourself get all, you know, worried about this. But now take on any additional responsibilities, and really, like, you have to, like, you know, re-examine and in, like, this important decision before you go ahead, okay?
Okay.
As when I'm getting.
I'm sorry. So I'm not making any purchases. I was thinking of just moving to a different apartment, probably higher rent, but I wasn't thinking of purchasing anything.
Okay, so a little bit higher rent?
Yeah.
I'm getting, I mean, that would be fine, you know.
Okay.
Just make sure that, like I said, you know, look over, like, everything, even in regard to, you know, the higher amount and, you know, if there's any hidden, you know, cost or anything. But I'm getting just, like, I'm still getting proceed slowly, but stay optimistic, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank
and
you.
Just don't, you know, don't allow your fear, you know, your feelings to come in and interfere. And you're going to be able to do this. Just go ahead and move, you know, forward, like, with a little bit of a determination. And the angels are saying, Ellen, think unlimited, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because as we know, via the law of attraction, you know, the universe is continually responding to our thoughts and
mm-hmm.
emotions. So what we want to do is just think about only what we're wanting, correct?
Yes. Okay.
Okay? And that's
yes.
what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you, DC. Is Eileen there?
Eileen, are you with us? She might have muted herself. Eileen, did you mute yourself again? Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna continue on a little bit. What I'm getting is you are surrounded with all this wonderful good luck, hon. Okay?
Yes.
And now is the time that you should really be enjoying your life. Things are definitely getting better. And, you know, just breathe deeply and allow yourself to feel good. Allow yourself to relax. And every now and then when you take a deep breath, please say thank you, okay?
Yes.
And as I told others, you know, thank the universe for what you have presently and thank them for, you know, and thank the universe as well for what lies ahead. And that shows that you have faith that everything is going to turn out, you know, just the way that you want or even better. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. And you as a totem animal, and that as well just reiterates that you are provided for in all ways. Okay, Ellen? You're never going to go home. Plenty. You're going to have physical and emotional sustenance. There's going to be spiritual nourishment. Okay, and I see abundance all around you. Okay, so have faith. And like I said, if you don't, you know, staying in a state of lack and limitation will just keep you there. Okay, Eileen, are you with us?
Guess not. Could you repeat the totem animal? I didn't get it.
Okay, what I was giving you, hon, was the buffalo.
Oh.
And the buffalo resonates with abundance, and it lets you know that you were provided for in all ways. So, Ellen, just know that you're never going to go hungry, okay? And the
yes.
buffalo is saying you're always going to have plenty. You'll have plenty of physical and emotional sustenance, and as well, you're going to have plenty of spiritual nourishment, okay?
Great.
And just, as I said, remain appreciative for all that you already do have and just consistently express that gratitude, okay?
Yes.
And you're going to see, you know, having faith is always going to bring about, like, more, okay?
Yes.
But I'm getting
yes.
you're always going to have more than enough, Ellen, okay? So you're
okay.
going to have, like, a surplus of what you need.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So just, you know, I'm getting that your life is going to be so, you know, satisfying. I feel like you have a lot of beautiful, heartfelt connections in regard to family and friends and community. And, you know, just remain grateful, and life is going to continue to give to you, Ellen, okay?
Wonderful message. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling in this evening. We really appreciate it. And please call back and let us know how everything is going, Ellen, okay?
Will do. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
God bless, Ellen. Thank you again. Okay,
right.
Eileen, are you with us?
I am. I'm just
See, I got so much going on all at once. You know how that is. So.
Well, we finished up with Ellen. Do you want to say a little something, and we'll just end the show?
Let's close with a little prayer tonight.
Do you want to say a prayer?
Yeah, let's just all drop into our heart space, take another deep breath, and let's be thankful for the messages that we've received tonight. Be thankful for each other. It is a gift to share my time with you, my time with DC. And I just know that this is a way that people have of coming in and getting their divine messages. Sometimes it's hard to hear our own messages. And so it is sometimes easier to ask someone that's intuitive to see if they can tap into your own energies and see what they can bring you forth. And know that each and every one of us all have the same abilities. Just some of us are just a little more in tune to it, or we've learned how to listen. So sometimes, if you can, take a deep breath, take a quiet time, and drop into your own heart space and listen for your own messages and see what comes up. And if you ever have difficulty, please again, remember Angel Antics and Trinity Heart Healers. We're here for you, and we'll be more than happy to help deliver your messages. And in our own spirit, in our own way, in our own divine timing, please be thankful and grateful for everything that's brought forward to you here today. And I leave you this message with love, kindness, and angel wings. Blessings.
Oh, blessings. Thank you so very much, Eileen. I love you.
I love you, too. You have a good night. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We love you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.